Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the value of millennials to the beef industry. Back on that in just a moment.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 16th through the 18th at State Fair Park. The latest in farm and ranch equipment will be on display, along with gentle horse training clinics by Scott Daly and live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls each morning and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower. You'll find everything you need at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
It's a special replacement cow and bull sale Saturday, April 18th at McAllister Stockyards. The sale starts at noon and will feature over 600 head of bred heifers, open heifers, bred cows, pairs, and bulls. For new consignments and a complete rundown of the offerings, go to the website www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call the office at 918-423-2834. New buyers must register before sale day. That's www.mcallisterstockyards.com.
The strategic shift moving from print advertising to digital a couple of years ago goes hand in hand with targeting millennials, the generation that, according to Polly Rulin, Chief Executive Officer of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, is an essential group that must be reached for the future success when it comes to beef demand.
With the shrinking checkoff dollar a couple of years ago, our producers had to decide, are we going to continue to try to cover all the audiences, or are we going to focus on a single audience? And when they did that, they decided, okay, if we focused on a single audience, what does the market research say is the best audience? Millennials are the choice. And the reason is not only because they're the biggest generation, which is kind of the obvious decision maker, but also because they're raising the next generation of folks who enjoy food, and also because millennials are likely to share all of their eating experiences. They're five times more likely to share their eating experiences than, say, the Xers or even the boomers. So we know that millennials are on social media. They're taking pictures of their meals. They're enthusiastic about food. All of those things are factors that made us decide to focus on the millennials as far as beef marketing goes.
And Ruland says while folks of all ages enjoy a great steak, one point of emphasis for millennials at the beef industry is working on beef as an ingredient.
I think very important, because millennials, like all of us, are sometimes looking to stretch their dollar. So beef as an ingredient allows them to take 6 ounces, 8 ounces of beef and feed their family by adding more ingredients, be they a grain or some other pasta, some of those kinds of things. So they stretch their dollar as far as beef goes and still allows them to serve beef on the plate. Not only that, but they can get more creative with their dishes. So beef as an ingredient lends itself to a lot of ethnic flavors that millennials love, a lot of different kinds of interesting ways to use beef, because they're always looking for that new flavor, that fresh flavor that's not something they had yesterday.
And Polly Rulin says a new promotion that the industry has just rolled out has been targeted to millennials, but also to everybody. She calls it the Protein Challenge.
It's 30 grams is about the amount that a body can digest in one go of protein. So if you eat it throughout the day, you remain more full throughout the day. So the satiety factor goes up. And also it regulates your blood sugar. It does a lot of good things, eating a steady amount of protein throughout the day. So we've got the Protein Challenge on right now, which is really easy to Google online and find out what it is and what it's all about. We've got a lot of magazines, actually, that are in on it with us, the health magazines, and so we'll see how it goes. So far, so good.
And it's all about engaging millennials, so says the top hired hand of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, Polly Rulin. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Express Ranches invites you to join them for their annual Grass Time Sale, Friday, April 24th, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 500 head of cattle, including 166 Angus bulls, registered Angus pairs, Angus show heifers, registered Angus yearling heifers, registered Angus fall bred heifers, and more. Give them a call, 1-800-664-3977 for details, or go to expressranches.com. Express Ranches, their annual Grass Time Sale, April 24th. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.